There was once a young boy with a very bad temper. The boy's father wanted to teach him a lesson, so he gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into their wooden fence. On the first day of this lesson, the boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. He was really mad. Over the course of the next few weeks, the little boy began to control his anger, so the number of nails that were hammered into the fence were dramatically decreased. It wasn't long before the little boy discovered it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. Then the day finally came when the little boy didn't lose his temper, not even once, and he became so proud of himself he couldn't wait to tell his father. Pleased, his father suggested that he now pull out one nail for each day that he could hold his temper. Several weeks went by, and the day finally came when the young boy was able to tell his father that all the nails were gone. Very gently, the father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. "You have done very well, my son," he smiled. "But look at all the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same." The little boy listened carefully as his father continued to speak. "When you say things in anger, they leave a scar, just like this one. You can put a knife in a man and draw it out. It won't matter how many times you say I'm sorry. The wound is still there." The little boy then understood how powerful his words were. He looked up at his father and said, "I hope you can give me, Father, for the holes I put in you." "Of course I can," said the father. In life, it's easy to minimize the damage we can cause with our words. Words have the power to both destroy and demoralize, or lift up and praise. This story is a great reminder about what happens when we lose our temper, and it also demonstrates how even after we say we're sorry, there might still be a scar. Awareness is the beginning of everything, and now that we're aware, let this story serve as a reminder that we can always take a breath before we react, and in that breath, we can choose to respond instead. Emotions are neither good nor bad. It's what we do with them that determines everything. We must be especially careful around children because our words have the potential to leave an imprint that can last a lifetime. Something as innocent as, "It's a good thing you're great with numbers because it's clear that being an artist is definitely not in your future," can be the difference between someone embracing their artistic ability or never even giving art a chance. It can take an entire lifetime to get over the effects of negative feedback. Trust me, I know. I'm grateful I stumbled across a TEDx that reopened the infinite door of possibility. Not everyone is as fortunate. It actually takes less effort to be kind, so just be kind. I hope you enjoyed this story. This has been Bobby Kuntz, the Earth Artist. Thanks for listening.